Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. Whether you realize it or not, the way movies get to your local theater has undergone a revolution in the past 5 years. By fall, film studios say they'll completely do away with traditional print films. Movies are now digital, and movie theaters use digital projectors to screen films that are downloaded, not delivered. For small specialty theaters across New England, it's a bittersweet transition, as WBUR's Fred Bever reports.
The 18th annual Bugs Bunny Festival is on at Cambridge's Brattle Theater this week. Fred Hanley is the projectionist who makes the magic happen.
I make a loop here with two fingers to get the right size, and close that.
Hanley threads a 2-foot diameter reel of celluloid film into the Brattle's 60-year-old rear screen projector. It's believed to be the only one still in commercial use in the U.S.
And then I have to set this one so it lines up over there. And I have done this actual maneuver here, this and changeovers. I've done this 60, 70,000 times in my life, probably.
But Hanley's going to need some new digital-era tricks. That's because big industry players like Fox and Sony will stop printing new movies on film altogether by September. That will complete a switchover to digital that started about 5 years ago, with each print costing thousands of dollars, not to mention storage and transport expenses. The studios will save millions. So if the nonprofit Brattle can raise the funds, its old projector, with its sprockets and gears and reels, will soon be joined by a brand new, software-driven digital projector.
When you think about the fact that the movies have been projected on film for 100 years, it seems sad to think that the technology is changing.
That's Ivy Moylan, the Brattle's executive director. She says the Brattle will still use the old projector for archival war horses like Casablanca, and it will be able to screen the latest digital indie releases, too. But Moylan's having trouble embracing the change.
Film works. It plays. If a film breaks, the entire print isn't destroyed. We have a projectionist who can go and tape back together the film with basic tape and put it back together, and it runs through the projector again. It is a stable medium.
And on top of the practical issues, there's the aesthetics.
There's just too much information in the image. The depth of field is confusing in that you can see forever, and our eyes don't see like that. So it's not presenting the world to us the way that we see it. It's presenting the world to us the way a computer sees it.
Many aficionados feel the same way. Among them, Mitchell Shakur, owner of a drive-in in the western Massachusetts town of Northfield.
I'm a purist, so I believe that the film quality is better. There's a certain lifelike quality to it. The digital is almost surreal, almost cartoonish.
Shakur followed his father into the business, and while over the years other drive-ins in the area have closed, he's kept the summertime tradition going.
We've been surviving, and we've got a good picture on the screen, and people like the nostalgia of poking in the booth and seeing something that was basically the same thing that Edison invented. You know, it's a real fire in there. It's not a bulb. It's arc and carbon creating a fire, just like a welder's lamp.
But after this summer, the fire will go out. To stay in business, Shakur says he'll have to come up with as much as $200,000 to go digital. The same goes for most of the small theaters in Massachusetts that haven't yet made the jump. Brattle Theater projectionist Fred Hanley says he's not exactly nervous about it, more curious.
Well, I'm going to find out if I'll miss it. You know, I will. I mean, it's more work doing this, and I'm assuming the digital will be less work, and I should be happy about that. But that's not always the end-all to everything, you know, how much work is involved.
He gives a good-luck jab at a bobblehead doll before rolling the next set of shorts featuring Bugs and Sylvester and the gang.
Always hit the Mexican wrestler before each show. Light down.
Ready? Out in the theater, a handful of 21st-century youngsters are enjoying the 20th-century shenanigans. They, at least, don't seem too concerned about just how the fun will be delivered in the future. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Bever.